I'm sitting here with Alberto Savoia. He's the CTO and founder of Agitar. And I wanted to ask you about Test Infected. Most people you talk to would love to have really good unit test coverage on their software, but a lot of them don't always get around to doing that and kind of don't want today to write unit tests because they're in a hurry to do something. So could you talk a little bit about that difficulty of sort of achieving what you say you want?
Very good. So, you know, test infected is the idea that people expose to the idea of unit testing and deciding, this is great, I'm going to start doing it and it will be part of my repertoire forever. Over the years, I find out, you know, I actually did an experiment at Google where we had 100 people and we asked the developers to learn JUnit. And after a while, after we stopped asking them to write tests, only about 30 people continued to write tests by themselves. They were test infected. The other people went back to their old way. And I know that this number, 20 to 30%, actually has been replicated. You know, Kent Beck, you know, another member of Agitar, we discussed it. He also experienced a 20, 30% test infection rate. And the question is, why aren't more people doing testing when they're exposed to it? Because everybody believes developer testing is a good thing to do, but why doesn't everybody practice it? And we call this the developer testing paradox. And the paradox is, everybody agrees it's the right thing to do, but a minority of people today practice it. And I think it boils down to having the right tool. And if I can give you an analogy, so having tests and testing is a desirable behavior, but not a lot of people are practicing. So today, Bill, you and I are talking, we're wearing, you know, a nice clean shirt, you know, we took a shower, we washed our hair, we smell nice. Clearly, it's desirable to interact with people when, you know, they're nice and fresh. It was probably even a desirable behavior during, you know, the Middle Ages or Dark Ages, but in those days, you know, it was not something that was really attainable because there wasn't running water, there weren't washing machines, you know, there weren't detergents that you could buy at Safeway. So this desirable behavior, even though it was probably there in the back of everybody's mind, it was hard to practice, and so people, you know, just wore wigs and put talcum powder and wore perfume, and it was hard to have a meeting in a room without opening the windows. Similarly, testing is one of those things that people want to have their code tested, they want to test their code, but without the right tools, it's very hard to do. So when we go and look at unit testing, the developer testing revolution started by Kent Beck, you'll notice that he did two things that are important. First of all, he mentioned the importance of testing for developers. It's your code, it's your responsibility. But then he did something that really helped it take hold. He gave them the first tool, and that first tool was JUnit. Without JUnit, I don't think that people would be practicing, you know, developer testing. So you don't just tell people a desirable behavior, you give them a tool. Now, even with JUnit, the adoption is about 30%. You know, to stick with our analogy of, you know, washing clothes, maybe JUnit is like a washboard and some soap, but you still have to go to the river and do a lot of manual labor. It's good, it's virtuous. You probably want to do a lot more to spread it to the other 70% of the people. And so when I look at developer testing in automation, there is a spectrum. At one end of the spectrum is you do everything manually. You write every single line of code in JUnit manually. And the other end of the spectrum, you do everything automatically. These are both bad, as usual, you know, the optimum spot is in the middle. If you do everything manually, you're spending way too much time doing things that a computer could do for you. There are parts of testing that require human intelligence and creativity, and parts of testing is just like rote coding, you know, just writing, you know, a bunch of structure. If you do everything automatically, you take the human out of the loop. All your test can confirm is that your code does what your code does. So I'm a big believer in this idea of test amplification. Think of it as a spreadsheet for testing. In a spreadsheet, the human being comes up with the test data, you know, makes some interesting formula, looks at the result, and tweaks the entire system until he gets, you know, some new insights into their spreadsheet, you know, their business plan, whatever. Similarly, with test amplification, a tool that we developed called Agitator, you interact with the code. A lot of the things that you care about and that you can only judge, you know, if my method throws an exception when this condition happens, only you know if that's the right behavior or the wrong behavior. What the tool does it for you, it makes it easy to discover that behavior, it makes it easy for you to mark it as a faulty behavior or a correct behavior and take it from there. So, you know, I believe in finding this middle ground between full automation and manual work. And I believe that as in historically, you know, with our close analogy, if you give people the right tool, eventually you will get much closer to the right behavior that you want to obtain.
Great. Thank you very much.